Hi, this is Alonzo Bowden. I want to welcome you to episode 250 of my podcast, Who's Paying Attention? Yeah, I've been rambling that long that this is the 250th episode. And thank you if you listened to 1 or 10 or 20. If you've listened to all 250, I probably owe you money or something. But anyway, thank you guys. It's good to still be here. So this is one of the things about doing this podcast. I was going to say one of the problems, but it's not a problem. It's just a reality. And the immortal words of crime victims from day one, it all happens so fast. I can't keep up. This news cycle, I said it on my first special, that America's attention span is that of a hamster on crack. There is just no way that I can keep up with our insane news cycle. The presidential debates have begun. The election isn't for 15 months. We're already in the debates, and I haven't been watching, and I just read afterwards. That's usually how I do these things. It's too much to watch politicians lie for hours. You know what I mean? Just to bullshit you, and I can't. So what I do is I wait till it's over, and then I read it, and I read the highlights, and I read clips. I'll watch clips and pick up the gist of it this way, and I trust what I've been seeing. Last night, the first debate, Elizabeth Warren walked away the winner. The second debate, and I've heard this and read this in a number of places, Kamala Harris was a big winner, and therein lies the problem. Two women. America. Some bitch, America ain't elect no woman to presidential office. America can't, some bitch, no. Listen, it's not going to happen. I hope I'm wrong, but I think it's been proven that America is not going to elect a woman. The middle of America, the mysterious working class white man, whatever, you know, whatever they want to call it, they're not voting for a woman. So even though women probably will be the most qualified, definitely the most empathetic, they will not be elected. Now, I hope, you know, even if it's Biden, and I'm not crazy about Biden, I'm not crazy about old Biden, I'm not crazy about Bernie, they're the leaders, but even if it's one of them, I hope the Democrats come together and just get in office. You know, I hope they've learned that lesson from the Republicans. Just get into office. I mean, we've got the problem. And oh, by the way, looking at an election this far in advance, remember, this far before the 2016 election, Trump was completely a joke. Just think about that. He was completely a joke. And well, we all know how that turned out. So here's the thing about this, you know, the Supreme Court, again, to me, the biggest loss in Hillary not being elected in 2016 is the courts and judges being at Supreme Court and numerous federal judges being appointed for life. They have two more conservative judges here. How does that work? Well, this week, the big story, but there's a couple of big stories, but one of the big things that they did was gerrymandering. The Supreme Court has okayed partisan gerrymandering. For those who don't know, that means that the people in power draw the districts for elections, the voting districts, in such a way that they remain in power. In other words, they're not going to draw a voting district based on a geography. They're going to draw it based on polling and who votes for who. So this came up as Supreme Court looked at cases from North Carolina, and in North Carolina, Republicans had to redraw the state's congressional districts after 2016 said the attempt had unlawfully diluted the influence of black voters. In other words, they drew the districts in such a way that there would be so few black voters in each district that the black voters, it wouldn't matter. They couldn't get their candidate in. So they drew a map that it gave the Republicans a 10-3 advantage after they told the map maker, quote, don't consider race. Yeah, right. And a top Republican, I'm reading this from the article, a top Republican and legislator boasted the reason lawmakers were passing a 10-3 map because it wasn't possible to draw a map that was 11-2. Now, what does this mean? This means that the Republicans will stay in power, could stay in power forever. They could actually stay in power forever because if the lawmakers draw district lines and the conservative justices back them up on drawing these lines, what kind of lines do you think they're going to draw? If you're a Republican and you got conservative judges backing you up, what kind of district are you going to draw when you draw these districts? You're going to draw a district that you're going to win. And again, judges appointed for life. Another Supreme Court decision that to me is somewhat disturbing. They've said it's okay for the police to draw blood from an unconscious person as part of an investigation. So if you're drunk driving and have an accident, which, you know, that's terrible and that's your fault and it's bad. But the idea that the police can draw your blood and put it in the system, now, you know, get your DNA, everything else, it's in the system now. And that can be done while you're unconscious. If you were conscious, you could say no and you'd be charged and you could, you know, whatever. But this is something that, let's be, you know, with the lack of privacy and the illusion of privacy that some of us live with, because I don't believe there's any privacy anymore. But imagine the fact that they can draw your blood, which, remember, gives them your DNA when you're unconscious. Do you think they're only going to use that in cases of drunk driving, or do you think they're going to use that whenever they feel like it? Whenever they, because who's to say that you were conscious or unconscious when the blood was drawn? You see, hell, they can knock you out with the baton and do it. This is real. This is what's going on. I'm not even going to be all dramatic and shit, but this is what's at stake. Oh, another thing going on, and this is great. Again, this is all Republicans. I know you hate Republicans. We get picked on all the time. We're just good old-fashioned Americans trying to protect Constitution. Some bitch, Constitution of America don't change. We here protect it. Blah, blah, blah. Yeah, okay. In Oregon, have you seen this? So in Oregon, as a stunt, plot, technique, whatever, the Republicans in the legislature got up and left so that they couldn't vote on a climate change bill. Now, this has been done by others. It's been done by liberals and conservatives. It's kind of a protest thing, kind of like, we're not even going to vote on it. We're going to leave. So that's been done, and it's kind of a stunt. Then they come back, and they act like grownups, and they do their job, and they vote on whatever the bill might be. Well, not in Oregon. In Oregon, they got up and left. So the governor sent the police, the state police, to bring them back. Like, it's your job. You got to come back. So what one of the senators from the Republican Party, a guy named Brian Boquist, when he heard that the Oregon State Police were coming, he said on television station, "Send bachelors and come heavily armed. I'm not going to be a political prisoner." Well, what does that mean? That means these crazy militias, these crazy white guys living in, and believe me, if you have been to Eastern Oregon, there's a lot of militias, there's a lot of white supremacists. This is their territory where Oregon meets Idaho and Montana. Oh yeah, that is all white supremacist militia territory. I've been through there very fast, very quick. Didn't even want to spend the night. Did the show, got the hell out. But anyway, that's their territory. So they all showed up with their guns. And even to the point that the state police said that they had to shut down the Capitol because of the threat of armed people coming. Now, think about that. Think about that. They shut down the Capitol. They shut down their government, main government building, because of the threat of armed militias coming. Now, of course, we know, had these armed militias been, say, black people involved in Black Lives Matter or Mexicans with an immigrant matter or something, there would have been a shootout. There'd be an arrest. But these are white people. And yeah, so now, legally, I guess it's legal, you can just bring guns and you know, just, I don't know. Threaten the government with your guns. That's and the federal government's not getting involved. Why? Because they're Republicans, and this is the level of power they have. So the Democrats better get their shit together and not blow this next election because I don't like Bernie or I don't like Joe Biden or I want a more progressive agenda or I refuse to vote for that person or, you know, that this is a woman or whatever the hell, whatever the 100 reasons they had for not voting for Hillary. Well, Bernie, yeah, well done. Well done, Democrats. Hope it doesn't happen again. Probably will. That's all I'm saying. Probably will. Another thing on the... Well, before I move on to the next thing, this is the extent of Trump's cult of personality. He's once again been accused of sexual misconduct and sexual assault and maybe even rape. And his defense is, I couldn't have raped her. She's not my type. That's the defense. And the amazing thing is this story has been like basically breezed over. Like, oh, yeah, sexual harassment. Yeah, well, it's what he does. And that's basically been the press's reaction. Yeah, it's what he does. So, you know, yeah, we're not going to get upset or get involved. It just, yeah. Imagine that. Sitting president accused multiple times by multiple women of sexual assault. Now, didn't mind you, one blowjob led to Clinton being impeached. Not kicked out of office, but the impeachment is on record. And they got the vote over one blowjob. Willing participant in the blowjob. But, you know, that was then, this is now. Now we have multiple accusers, credible accusers of sexual assault. And they're like, meh, not my type. So I don't know if that means that he didn't do it or it doesn't count. I don't even know how that logic works. Anyone of any intelligence, people who study these things will always tell you that sexual assault, rape, it isn't a sexual act. It's a violent act and it's about control and blah, blah, blah. But meh, she's not my type. And I'm not dismissing this as a small thing. I'm just saying that the press has, which is amazing, but we've been kind of beaten into this with everything he does. You can't keep up. You can't keep up. So there's that. Now, I wrote the outline this morning and now it's night. So of course there've been 9 more stories, but one of the things, and I ain't mad at these people. Okay. I know one of them, I ain't mad at them. Conservative comics are making a fortune. Conservative comedians are making big money because it's a voice that's not heard on TV. And it's a voice that they consider underserved. And they're touring. The guy who I know, a guy named Michael Loftus. Loftus is a good comic, good guy. I've known him a long time. He's a writer. And he's cashing in now. There's a tour. And he's making big money. You know what? Good for him. I ain't mad at him. He and I debated. It was a poorly organized debate of comedians left versus right. And politically, Loftus and I don't agree. But you know, personally, I think we're cool. But anyway, he was making some points and I told him, I said, well, listen, man, the thing is, as a white male, you can dismiss the racism. Like once you dismiss the racism, then you could say whatever you want to defend Trump or conservatives or policies or whatever, because you've dismissed a big part of the problem with him. And that's okay. Now I will tell you this, Michael Loftus is not Diamond and Silk. Okay. Diamond and Silk, they're making millions probably. They're definitely making a fortune. I heard that their tickets are like $200 when they perform at Trump's properties. But Diamond and Silk are a couple of buffoons. Two black women shucking and jiving, cooning, whatever you want to call it. And they're making money for it. And again, if that's what you choose to do, God bless you. Good luck. Cash in. I ain't mad at you. You're entitled. But some of these people are real comics and they see a window. Listen, I got hit up back when Barack Obama was president. I did this Red Eye show for Fox News, which is Gutfeld, I think his name is, whatever, Greg Gutfeld, whatever. But the minute I got on, I could see, oh, this is a setup, right? And I only did it once and I wouldn't do it again. But they were looking, and my publicist at the time said, listen, They're looking for a black conservative comic. They're looking for a black Republican comic to speak out against Barack Obama. You could be rich if you're willing to sell your soul. That's all. You sell your soul. I don't know. Maybe Kanye got the gig. Maybe that's what happened. Maybe they say, hey, Kanye, hey, put this red hat on. There's money in it. Fucking asshole. Anyway, I say that about him because he thinks it's real. These are comedians. It's not my thing, but I ain't mad at him for making money. So, now, you know, I say it all the time. There is no bottom. No matter how low you think we have sunk as a society, there'll always be another story to show. Yep, it's even worse. I've become more conscious, woke, I believe the kids are saying, about women's issues and some of the stuff women deal with that I haven't had to deal with and I wasn't aware of. And a lot of it has to do with the threats and the violence and so on that women go through. So, Joseph Irby was arrested for domestic violence, aggravated battery, right? He beat up his wife. His wife, Courtney Irby, went to the home, allegedly broke in, and took away his assault rifle and his handgun and turned him into the police because she didn't want to get killed by him with his assault rifle. Now, mind you, this guy has a history of beating this woman up, right? He's arrested for beating this woman up. She takes his guns and bring him to the police. Guess what happens? She's arrested for stealing his guns. Now they're looking at whether or not they're going to prosecute her. I say this again. This woman has been beaten up repeatedly by this man. This woman goes into the house, breaks in, gets in, however, takes his guns and brings them to the police. Didn't destroy them, didn't wait and shoot them, gave the guns to the police and basically said, I'm scared he's going to kill me with these guns. And the police said, you're under arrest for stealing his guns. What the fuck? What the actual fuck? And then they're not sure. We're not sure if we're going to prosecute this case. And you're thinking, well, that's pretty shitty. What could be lower than that? Alabama. Because they're not questioning whether or not to prosecute this case. Okay. Marsha Jones was shot in the stomach. She was pregnant. She got shot in the stomach. She was in a fight with another woman. They were fighting over the father of the baby. I imagine it was some Jerry Springer type situation, but in real life, or a Maury Povich or whatever, that type of thing. The woman shot her in the stomach, which killed the baby. Marsha Jones, the woman who was pregnant and shot in the stomach, has now been charged with the fetus's death. She's charged with, and she is charged, okay? She's being charged with murder because they said she started the fight. Okay, let me say that again. Oh, by the way, did I mention she's a black woman? You knew that. She got into a fight with another woman over the baby daddy, and the other woman shot her in the stomach. The other woman was initially charged with manslaughter. They couldn't get an indictment. So instead, they're indicting this woman, the mother of the baby who was lost when he was shot. They're charging her with murder of the baby because she started. This is Alabama. This is Alabama in 2019. This is Alabama in 1919. This is Alabama in 1819. This is Alabama in 1719 and so on. It hasn't changed. It hasn't changed a fucking bit. And this is the problem. So we have Kamala Harris, who is winning a debate on being quick-witted, being in touch with the issues, being in touch with people, just in a shouting match, trying to bring reason and so on. The winning candidate of a crazy presidential debate, and at the same time, a black woman is charged with murder for being shot in the stomach while she was pregnant. Now, I don't know if it's supposed, what she's supposed to be. Just supposed to be a good pregnant woman with a gun shooting a bad pregnant woman with a gun, or whatever the fuck. I don't know what the fuck, but this is the reality. Okay, this is why you know, any hope you have, get rid of it. Get rid of it. Now, what do you say? A good thing, because, you know, I hate to give you all bad news. NRA TV, I'm completely shifting gears because there's no real debate about this case in Alabama. This woman, she's going to go to jail. She's going to go to jail. And it's ridiculous. And it's, they say that, you know, they're pro-life. Well, not her life. You know, she took a bullet. I wonder what would have happened. I wonder what would have happened if she'd have died. Okay, so suppose the woman had shot her in the head and not in the stomach, and she had died. Now, what happens? Does the woman who did the shooting get charged with killing the baby, or does the mother, like, did they just, you know, dig her up and put her in court and then execute her again? I don't even know. I don't even know what, and you're like, oh, don't make jokes. Don't sound, what the fuck else can you do? What else can you do but try to make this sound even more ridiculous than it does? Because the reality of this is fucking horrible. It's horrible. And believe me, they would not do this to anyone else but a woman of color. The logic, the hate, the control, everything, you name it, that's what this is about. This has nothing to do with justice or caring about the baby's life. Do you really think Alabama cares about the life of a black baby? Sort of like if the government cared about the life of a Latino baby who they lock in cages. And I look, this is the thing. And this, again, this is where the Republicans are so much better at this shit than the Democrats. So you have babies locked in cages. Right now we're finding out no soap, no diapers. Some haven't showered for a month. They're sleeping on concrete if they can land it. Horrible. The worst conditions possible. So Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, the lovely AOC, who I love, says that these are concentration camps. And what do they say? She's anti-Semitic. How dare she compare these cages, these cement cages, that these kids aren't being taken to a gas chamber, so it's not the same as the Holocaust. Look, no disrespect to Jewish people. I understand it's not the same as the Holocaust, but concentration camps is used for a reason. The words have impact, and it is horrible to do this to children. But what they do is they try to take the narrative away. Don't look over here at the kids. Look at this Cortez. Look at this anti-Semitic Puerto Rican from New York. Unbelievable. And yet this is the kind of media manipulation that works. Now, one mini media manipulation that will stop is NRA TV. NRA is losing money. NRA is spending too much money. LaPierre is spending too much money on clothes in Beverly Hills. And they can't support their propaganda station. So now Dana Loesch is going to have to get a job at Fox News to tell her lies and bullshit. They're showing, I guess, reruns, but no new episodes of NRA TV. Just when I was about to tune in. I mean, I was less than a week away from subscribing and watching NRA TV. And I wanted to see one of the good guys with a gun kill the bad guys with a gun. And now I guess I won't because it's gone. Yeah. I saw another piece about how they advertise guns on Instagram. And this is, I love our society's relationship with sex and violence, right? And how one can be moral, one can be immoral, depends on when and how it's used. So, as we all know, in movies, right, when you get to an R rating or PG-14 or whatever the hell it is, it's like if you show a nipple, it gets a rating. But if you blast somebody's face off, that's okay. It's okay for the kids to see. And I'm not complaining about that. I'm okay with that. But what's funny is the gun manufacturers are not allowed to advertise on Instagram, right? Because it's guns. You can't. So what do? They get hot, half-naked women to pose with guns on Instagram. Some of the influencers. That's fine. That's hilarious to me. So it's kind of the opposite of the movie thing. It's like, no guns on Instagram. How about a half-naked woman holding a gun? That's fine. We like that. Go ahead. I don't I don't understand the sliding scale of morality. I tell you all the time, I'm a comic. I have no morals. I don't give a shit what you do. Don't hurt children. Don't have sex with people who have not given their consent. Don't physically assault people. Your rights stop at my body, or, you know, words to that effect. Not my body personally. I'm a big black guy, so they ain't going to bother me. They just shoot me. But anyway, the sliding scale of morality is truly comical. That's rape. The president did it. Couldn't have been rape. She ain't his type. That's okay. This evangelical Christian thing, boy, this pendulum, I was going to say swing. This thing's moving fast. It's a moving target. So that's it. Episode 250. We're still having a good time. Oh, can we talk about Marianne Williamson at this debate? So Marianne Williamson is running for president, and she's obviously qualified because she's a spiritual advisor to Oprah. I guess that's good enough to get you in. You mentioned Oprah's name, doors open. They just open. So she said in the debate, "Mr. President, if you're listening, I want you to hear me, please. You have harnessed fear for political purposes, and only love can cast that out." Yeah, she actually said that. So, Twitter just took off. Guy Branum. Marianne Williamson is the only candidate bold enough to propose witchcraft-based healthcare system. Michael Ian Black. Marianne Williamson for Secretary of Crystals. Billy Eichner. Marianne Williamson just climbed out from under my bed. I don't know how. Yeah, it's just check out Twitter. Marianne Williamson from Melissa Stetton. Marianne Williamson? Well, she died over 200 years ago. So, yeah, there's still some comedy there, which is good. We needed it. Again, if you could watch this debate, if you watch this debate, good on you, because I couldn't. We are way too far away from it being real. Let's see how it goes. But there's that. You know what's good? I'll tell you what's good and bad. Summer is here. And I think, I'm not sure, but I think it's actually here. Like, temperatures are actually warm, and in some places even hot. It was a very cool, damp spring here in LA and through a lot of the country. I just did the tour with Family Feud, travel around the country, a lot of play temperatures way below normal. But now it seems warm and hot even. So that's great. Go outside, have a good time. The only downside to summer for me is travel. Summer airports are murder. And good on United for starting off my summer perfectly with a 3-hour flight delay on Monday. Just to remind me that that's how it works. And when I say me, it's not just me. It's everybody flying, but we know that. I've been invited back to Just for Laughs, hosting the Just for Laugh Awards once more. I'm also going to be doing a 1-hour show and some 7-minute, but they, trust me, they're bringing me to do the awards. Seems they like me. I love doing it, so it's a good fit. My other podcast, please check out, look for, it's called Fear Not. And it's Alonzo Bowden and Barry Glassner. Barry wrote the book, Culture of Fear. Basically, the tagline on the book, it's why we fear things we shouldn't fear and we don't know about or don't fear things we should. We get into things like, no, the Grand Canyon is not deadly. The Dominican Republic is not going to kill you. And so on. Just so many things people are afraid of. We talk about the anti-vaxxers, of course, and so many other fears. Look for the podcast, Fear Not. We're having a lot of fun doing it. And you know something? It's professionally produced a little better than me sitting here in front of my Mac. But this is how we pay attention. Who's paying attention? You guys are. I appreciate it. Baltimore, I'm sorry I didn't make it this weekend. Some other business came up, and now that other business is floating. It's a shit show, but it's show business, and it is what it is. So I'm sorry about that. I hope to get back to Baltimore, make up the date, and I appreciate you guys as fans out there. Who's paying attention? You are. 250 episodes. unreal. I really appreciate that. 250. Wow.